With the arrival of Christianity, Uppsala became the seat of the Archbishop of Sweden. By the year 1164, a cathedral was being built on the grounds where a heathen hall had once stood. The cathedral remained for the next 100 years or so, but after being partially destroyed by a fire, the bishopric was relocated to the village Östra Arås, which would become present-day Uppsala. The parish church you see today was built in the 15th century and is only half the size of the original cathedral. While you are in Gamla Uppsala, it would be worth the time to take a short walk over to Disa Gården, which is a museum farmyard from the 1800s. It is open from May through September and is free for visitors. It consists of a number of timber buildings decorated with period furnishings and tools. If you happen to be in Uppsala during the midsummer celebrations, Disa Gården is a great place to view and even join in the festivities. Now that we have explored Gamla Uppsala, we will return to the city to continue our journey through Uppsala.